The following shiur has been presented by Rav Yosef Greenwald, Dayan at the Beis Havad of Yerushalayim, and is brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To download this series of shiurim, as well as hundreds of other recorded shiurim, articles, and video presentations, please visit thehalachacenter.org.
Chagiga Daf Yud Aleph. We discussed on Daf Tes, in the discussion of the mitzvah of Eilas Riyah and the lav of the Ro upon Ireikom, we discussed then the Chiddush of the Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Chagiga, that there is no Malkis on Riyas Pnei Abayis Reikom, even though L'choira it should be considered a lav sheyesh b'maisa, because the Avera is the going into the Azara without a korban. We discussed in the context of the Rambam Shita. If you hold like the Rambam, if you hold not like the Rambam, like the Turi Evin. But the Rambam says that Bia Reikonis is a lav she'en by Maisa, and the Mepharshim explained that the Kavanah of the Rambam is that the Avera is not the going into the Azara, the Avera is the being in the Azara. Being in the Azara without a carb, the state of being is a lav she'en by Maisa. The state of being without doing the act of bringing a carb, so that's a lav she'en by Maisa. In the exact definition of lav she'en by Maisa, there's many areas of halacha. It's a fascinating discussion. I'd like to be mitayel to go through a few of the Maram Mekoymis and to get a clarity in one of the more fundamental principles of Shas, the klal of lav shein b'maisa. Tosis and Shuas Daf Dalid says, we discussed in Daf Tes also the classic case of lav shein b'maisa. The Gemara says, Machlek Sub Yechon Rosh Lachish, whether Nishba al Kika Shalo Yoichal. I'm sorry, Kid Nishba al Kika Shalo Yoichal. A person makes a shvua Shalo Yoichal Kika Zeh, Velo Yoichal. Shadows over there, why there is no Malkus Rabbi Yochanan Rosh Lakish. Chad Mehem Omar Mishum Dav Lav Shem B'Maisa, Chad Mehem Mishum Dav Asura Sofik. We're going to leave aside Asura Sofik. What's Lav Shem B'Maisa? Seemingly, like we said in the test, the Avera that's done by a not doing something is a Lav Shem B'Maisa. If we want to add a little bit salt and pepper to that, what that would tell us is that Aveira is more chomer when it's performed al yidei maisa. Eating chelev, eating chometz, doing malach on Yom Kippur, or wearing shatnez, is infinitely worse than the omission of not doing something. Not doing something is not as bad in Feshtetzach, that if a person would have a choice, let's say pikuach nefashos, where there's two Aveiras that are possible, and one has to do the lesser of the two evils, so one has to dan, which is an aver chamur, which is an aver kalo. A lav she'ein b'maisa would be performed, would be mechuyev, would be the order of what you would do or not do in that case before a lav she'yesh b'maisa. That's halacha mufuresh. So Tosfos in Shulchan Aruch Daf Dalet says lav she'ein b'maisa with a new twist. He says afilu nishba al kika v'zorku layom. Person was nishba not al kika she'yoychal v'lo yochal. He was nishba al kika she'yoychal. And then the Zorku Layom, let's say he said he was Nishba that he's going to eat this loaf of bread by Shkir, by 6:30 today. At 4 o'clock, he picks up the loaf of bread and he throws it Layom. He throws it into the ocean. To eat it, L'choyre, the Aveira is only B'Soif Ayoyim. At 6:30 when it comes, Soif Ayoyim, and he didn't eat it. L'choyre, that's the Aveira. Nishba She'yoychal V'Layochal. But in this case, the way he created that he can eat it is by doing a maisa. Tosfos says, okay, it's a clear idea, that that's called a lav shein b'maisa. Why? Because that, like we just said, that very is the fact that he didn't eat it at 6:30. The fact that he created that he can eat it, behechrach, at 4:30, by throwing it into the yam, doesn't change what that very is. Interesting is that the Ramban, in the Mulchames and Shavuos, argues, what is Tosfos hold? Like we just said, the Meiri explains it this way. Mufurish, he says that the reason why it's a lav shein b'maisa is because that's not aveiru. The problem is, like we're saying, the Ramban holds not aveiru. What does the Ramban hold? And the Yerushalmi seems to say like the Ramban. So l'chayru, what we have to say according to the Ramban and according to the Yerushalmi is that lav shein b'maisa, lav sheyesh b'maisa is not a definition of what the Avera is and how one violated the Avera, how one was over the Lav, but the definition of whether he was in a state of inactivity or a state of activity. Lamaisa, since his the chesemes, the final straw on his nadun rotz nashem was performed by the maisa, that's called the lav sheyesh b'maisa. Chiddush avazei al Ramban. Let's isolate this nekuda. According to the Ramban, lav sheyesh b'maisa and ein b'maisa does not have to be defined by the character of the aveira itself. It has to be defined by the state of the person and how he was over the aveira. If he was over the aveira in a state of activity, that's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. If he was over the aveira just by being inactive, that's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. According to Taisus, we have to define what the aveira is, and that gets us back to our discussion about oilas re'il. What is the aveira of not being bazor? Is the aveira the coming into the azor? Shagasai points out from the Ramban that the Aveiru is the being in the Azara without a carbon. Being is a state of inactivity. The being without bringing a carbon is the lack of activity. Even though Lechera, it's the coming in without intention to bring a carbon, which Lechera creates that status. In Lechera over here, we have the same Chiddush. That if we understand the Lav Sheyesh B'Mais and Ein B'Mais defines what the Aveiru really is, then we could say that the Aveira is the being in the Azor without bringing a carbon, and that would be a lav shei b'maisa. The Shagas Ayah, in his discussion of this point, to Re'evan, we said, discussed the point of Gabi Al-Sweev, the Shagas Ayah discusses it in that context, and Simon Lamed Beis in the Shagas Ayah, he brings the Gabi Tzitzis, the same type of thing. How do we define what's called kum vasei and what's called yesh b'maisa? Over there, the discussion is totally different. The Gabi Nasei, the Gemara says, that God will cover that brios. One could be mevatel a mitzvah saseh b'sheva al tasa. A person can't mitnei cover that brios. Cover that brios is a impetus of the rabbanon. God will cover that brios. One can only be doicha kiyum of a mitzvah saseh by being in a state of inactivity. One's not mechuyev. Cover that brios says that one is not mechuyev to be mekayim the mitzvah saseh. One could stay in a state of inactivity. What's the case over there? The case over there is if a person would be found b'shuk in his lavish b'shatnas, the question is whether we'd have to rip it off and go unclothed in the street. So the Gemara says, God will cover abrius, abayin eitzav ein tuna k'neged Hashem. So the one came in cheshbonis b'moko in days being over rotz Hashem. Over there is a lois asay, it's not a derabonon, and it's not a kum vasay b'shev al tasa. What would be if a person would be wearing a beged? What would be if a person's sole beged would be a beged sheyesh b'dalat kanfis, and he doesn't have any tzitzis? In the middle of the day, one of the tzitzis falls off. L'chari has to get undressed. Middle of the street. Over there, the question is whether it's called a bitl mitzaseh b'sheval tase, or whether it's a bitl mitzaseh b'kum vaseh. And the Shagasai discusses the fact that over there, you look at Tosfos over there in Yevam Stav Tzadik, Taisus, there's the Mordechai over there, that's called B'Sheva Al Tasa. And the Shagasai brings an interesting point. He says the reason why it's considered B'Sheva Al Tasa is because the din of putting on tzitzis is when one is wearing a beged of Dalit Kanfos, then he's mechuyev to put on tzitzis. He's mechuyev to put on tzitzis. The in action of not putting on tzitzis is called the Sheva Al Tasa. We theoretically could look at it differently. Shagasai raises the tzad. Maybe you would look at it that putting on a beged of dalal kanfes that does not have tzitzis is an act of violating Rotzna Hashem b'kum vaseh. He was over Rotzna Bari b'kum vaseh. He put on the beged. No. Shagasai says that the reality is faket. Once you're wearing the beged, if you're wearing the beged, there's a chiyuv to be matl on the beged tzitzis. Similarly, not putting it on is b'sheva al tasa. Tosfos says furthermore, Mordechai over there, Yevamos Daf Tzadik, says a chiddush. Says if somebody has a beged, he gets a beged on Shabbos he can't put on tzitzis, a melacha deraisa of kshiru. So if he can't put on tzitzis, he's allowed to put on the beged because there's no isser. There's not being over any isser by wearing a beged without tzitzis. Once one has the beged, every second that he doesn't put on the tzitzis is a bitl mitzaseh. If he can't do it, it's Shabbos, so he can't. Something wrong with wearing the beged. Again, we would say, faket. We would say that don't put on the beged if it doesn't have tzitzis. Rishonim say, faket. So Shagasai brings that as an example of Sheva Tasi. Interesting, where's the Raya of the Shagasai? It says from our Rambam. Bir Reikonis, it says, even though the Avera is created by walking into the Azor, but the reality of the Avera is not going in, it's not the Maisa Bia into the Azor without a carbon, but it's the being there without bringing a carbon. When you're in, you have to bring a carbon. If you're not in, you're not over. Maybe you're Mavatal Mitzvah say, but you weren't over the Kumva say by going in. That's not the Avera. The Avera is the being there without bringing a carbon. So that's called Sheval Tasa, that's called the Lav Shem B'Maisa, Shagasai Kempiris. Comes along the stipler in Shavuos Simen Gimel, and the above mentioned Tosfos about defining what the Avera is in order to define whether it's a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa or Nein B'Maisa. He says, I understand Tzitzis, the Lashon of the Pasuk is Va'asisem, said every day in Krishma twice. Va'asisem Oysem, the mitzvah is not that there's an issue of wearing a beged without. The Torah says that if you have a beged, va'asisem, put on tzitzis. So I understand that if you can't, you can. And it's called b'shev al tasa. You didn't put on tzitzis. That's a bittul mitzvah say b'shev al tasa. But re'iyo, the lashon of the pasuk, he says, is lo yiro ponai rekom. Don't come. Yiro is the act of coming in. Don't come in rekom with empty hands. How could he say that? The Avera is the being there without bringing the carbon. The Torah doesn't say bring the carbon. The Torah says don't come in if you're not bringing the carbon. Don't come in if you're not ready to come in. Okay, that's what Kumbah say. That's the aura of the stipler. Beguf HaShalinyin, on this definition of Lav She'en B'maisa, Lav She'yesh B'maisa, often aura on that Rambam, the beginning of Hilchos Chagiga, Vayelos Ri'iyo, the Marie Kurkis, which is one of the newer Purushim that was printed out in the Rambam, the Franco Rambam, it's printed from the Ksav Yad. In the old Rambams, we only had the sections that were quoted by the Kesem Mishnah. And the Marie Kurkis, Agav, is from the Tkufa Mamish between the Rishonim and Achronim, from the Goyle Svora. We're talking about the early 1500s. And the Marie Kurkis brings another case which L'chair mirrors Eilus Re'ir. Say it over for the Yedir. Havoas korban b'li melach. There's a lav. The Torah says in Parshas Vayikra, le'saj b'z melach, al kol korban chotakir melach. There's a mitzvah say that every korban has to be the whatever is hukrav al mizbeach has to be salted, which is why we have salt on the table, shulchan demu mizbeach. We try to show that our homes of Bati Mikdash and our tables are mizbechos. So there's an assay of alkol kavon chatakriv melach. There's a loisa seve loisajvus melach. Let's say a kohen was makir v'korban. He's makir v'korban on the mizbeach. It doesn't have melach. Is that a lav sheyesh b'maisa or ain't b'maisa? The Rambam says loike. Tosfos says loisajvus melach. Don't put on a korban without melach. You put on a korban that's not salted. Okay, one could say the same avera. One could say the same definition. The avera is the state of the korban without melach being on the mizbeach. The putting it there is like the going into the Azor. And still the Rambam holds by one loike, and the Rambam holds by one is not loike. So the Marie Kurkis says like this. It's hard to understand exactly what he's talking about. It's very bekitzim. Kedarkon shel Rishonim. And what he says is that the Re'iyo says what we said on Daf Tes, that since in order to be over on Re'iyo, it's not enough to come in without a carbon, but there's a Zman Ashlomo. One could bring the carbon, the Ashlomo of a carbon Re'iyo, of the Oilos Re'iyo, still 7 days. So Memela, that all becomes part of the Avera. So the Avera wasn't completed Miyad. So Memela, since it's Mitla Toloi, in the definition of afterwards, whether it'll be an Averu or whether it won't be, it means say in the next 7 days he brings the carbon, then the original coming in without a carbon was an Averu. But if he doesn't bring it, then the original coming in, even though the coming in is the Averu, seems to contradict the Shagasari in that definition. So that would be called a Lav Shem B'Maisa. We discussed this on Daf Tes in the context of Rabbeinu Chananel, where you have something which, even though ostensibly is Aydeh Maisa, but since it's mitla tolui in the reality that's created afterwards, that would be called a lav she'en by Maisa. The Marie Kurkis is Mekater. There's another dogma of the same idea. The Rambam in Hilchos Melochim says there's a lav of going back to Mitzrayim. The Rambam brings in over there in Hilchos Melochim, there's a lav of anybody from Klal Yisrael going back to Mitzrayim. There's discussion about whether it's only going back with the root from Eretz Yisrael to Mitzrayim, following back, tracing back that root or not. But the Rambam brings it as a lav. And the Rambam says, Lo Loki, why? Because the Aveira is not going back to Mitzrayim, the Aveira is only settling in Mitzrayim. Of course, there's a famous question how the Rambam himself settled in Mitzrayim. It's a question. Others said there's a Xaviyat from the Rambam who signed his name, the one who's over on lav in every day, and they say that means the lav of going back to Mitzrayim. Clearly the Rambam wouldn't have done it if it would have been an Aveira, so it's hard to believe that account. How the Rambam did it is a discussion. Maybe the Rambam never came al Manas to stay, and then he was forced to stay. Maybe the Rambam always had plans of leaving. In any case, the Rambam himself over there alludes to such an idea that the Aveira is only when one comes al Manas l'hishtakeya, to settle there. The Rambam wasn't even buried in Mitzrayim. They took up the ornament of the Rambam's buried in Tveya. So it's only the coming in al Manas l'hishtakeya, which is over, going back to Mitzrayim to settle in Mitzrayim is an issa. So the Rambam says when he goes in, that coming into Mitzrayim itself is not a lav sheyesh b'meisa, because the avera is only tolu, even though the lechor the avera is the coming in. Sorry, de meisa, going into getting on a plane and landing in Cairo, lechor is a meisa avera. You came to Cairo, you came to Mitzrayim. But since it's mitla toli in the reality of afterwards, are you there lishtakei, are you there to settle? Even though you might have already had that thought process, b'shas mais, you landed in Cairo airport, amanas, to live there for the next 40 years. I don't know if there's anybody who still would do such a crazy thing, but if somebody would land in Cairo airport, amanas lishtakei b'mitzrayim, since the reality of afterwards might be they might change his mind, or he might not be there really, lishtakeis in the middle, that's also called a lav shem b'maisa. Here we have a little bit of a different definition. That we look at the context of what happens afterwards. It's not a matter, lav sheyesh b'maisa and ein b'maisa doesn't mean it was al yidein activity, not al yidein activity. Let's go back. We pointed out that such a havona is definitely the understanding of the Yerushalmi. Even with Aveira is getting to the end of the day and not eating the loaf of bread, since you created a situation where you can't eat the bread, al yidei the maisa, of throwing it into the yam, that's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. This Rambam would seem to be soisa, that would seem to be in direct opposition to such an idea. The Rambam is saying that even if you do it al yidei maisa, since it's mitla tolui in the reality of afterwards, where that's in a state of not doing, so now that's also lav sheyesh b'maisa. So lav shem b'maisa and yesh b'maisa is not a matter of did you perform an activity, were you in passive or active mode, but it's more toluy in whether you did something, whether you didn't do something. So again, that's another place where we see this idea, this shaila in place. Another place where we seemingly see in the Rambam that lav sheyesh b'maisa and ein b'maisa is not totally in whether the aveira state was in an active or passive state. Was it done by inactivity or was it done by activity? But it's more in the definition of the aveira. Is the aveira completed now while you're doing the maisa? Or the aveira needs the matzav of afterwards? The aveira isn't the coming in. The aveira is only the state which is great idea coming in. This idea we also see in a few other places. Tosfos in Shavuos Daf Yud Zayin talks about somebody put on klayim. The din is halacha to mishnah klayim. The person is allowed to put on klayim to not because when he's not nene from the levishas habgadim, he's allowed to put it on just to model the clothing. Mishnah talks about over there putting it on to evade, to show that you don't have items to declare for taxes. Puts it on that's only his personal item, but he's not being nene from the clothing, would be mutter. What happens if it's on him and then afterwards he's nene? He puts on a suit, a wool suit, 95 degrees outside, it's a sweltering day, the suit is not there kedei levisha, then afterwards all of a sudden there's a hailstorm and it turns into 30 degrees, and all of a sudden he keeps on wearing the suit. Why doesn't he take it off after he finishes modeling it? Because now it's cold, now he wants the suit to protect him. Is that a lav sheyesh b'maisa or ein b'maisa? Says Tosfos that since l'chatechila the Averu was created by a Maisa Levisha, even though the Maisa is not Mechayev, the Shas Maisa, he put on the suit of clothing, even though that Maisa was not Mechayev, but still, it's called the Dov Sheyesh by Maisa. So it's interesting. Tosfos is saying the Lav Sheyesh by Maisa and Em by Maisa does not necessarily have to have that the Maisa is at the same time as the state of the Aver is. What does that tell us about Lav Sheyesh B'maisa? Does it tell us that we don't need the definition of the Aveira? Is it only telling a passive and active state? L'chor, the passive or the active was 2 hours when it was 95 degrees, was 2 hours before the Aveira state, which was later, was created. L'chor, that's also saying that the fact that this type of Aveira is created, Aidei Maisa, and you did a Maisa, even though that Maisa, B'shas Maisa, you weren't over, you were only over 2 hours later, that would be called Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa, because B'mahus, by definition, what you did was created Aidei Maisa, even though the Aveira was not created in an active state, the Aveira was created in a passive state. Same idea. That it's not the passive slash active mode which defines whether it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa or ein b'maisa, but it's more a definition of what Taveri is. In this case, Taveri is Levisha's client, and he was Levisha's client. The fact that he was only over till 2 hours later, but still the reality is something that's created by Levisha's client, that would be a lav sheyesh b'maisa. Marie Kurkis himself, in that shtickel in Hilchos Chagiga, uses such an idea to talk about something else. Person was nitma b'mikdosh. Person Kohen was in the Beis HaMikdash and he was nitmo, touched the sheretz. The halacha is he has to leave by the shortest possible route. Tomei b'Beis HaMikdash is mechuyev karis. What happens if he became Tomei b'Beis HaMikdash? He has to run out by the shortest route. What happens if he didn't? He went out a roundabout route, or he just stood in one place. Shitin Rambam that shehiya b'Mikdash of a Tomei is chayv malkis. Chayv malkis? L'chor d'aver is not going out. L'chor should be a lav shein b'maisa. Says the Marie Kurkis that being in the Beis HaMikdash is again something that's created al yidei a maisa. By definition, being someplace is created al yidei a maisa. So he came into the Beis HaMikdash, it was not a problem, he was a tor. Later on, the fact that he's now in a state of violating the halacha of Beis HaMikdash, he's a tomei b'Mikdash, since that's something that b'mahus, and in his case also came out Yidei Maisa, even though that Maisa itself was not the state of violating the Halacha, that was not the state of the Aveira, still the Halacha would be that would be considered a Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa. Same thing. On the other hand, we have a Rambam which L'chor says to this. The Rambam says that if somebody has Chometz for Pesach, is over by Yiro, by Yimotzei, but ain't Loikin Olav, why? Lav Sheyesh B'Maisa. Agav, in parentheses, is a famous Kasha that that the Achronim want to know, the L'chor, if somebody has Chometz, he doesn't know about it, he wasn't a battle, why do we say that he's over? L'chor is a misasik. Every Aver, if a person doesn't know that he's walking down the street, he doesn't realize that his foot pulled out a piece of grass. He's a misasik. He's not even a Aver deraisa of Chil Shams. L'chor should say the same thing, he doesn't know about the Chometz. Chometz she'ini do, he shouldn't be over by Yiro, by Yimotze. One of the reasons that's given is that misasik is only a definition of a maisa. When a person does a maisa in the state of misasi, it's not considered his maisa. Bayro bayimotze is not over a yidei maisa. Bayro bayimotze is over without a maisa. It's a lav she'ein b'maisa. That's all in parentheses. Our point is that the Rambam is mechadish, the Chinuch brings it as well, that if somebody buys chometz on Pesach, he gets malchus. Why? It's a lav she'ein b'maisa. What do you mean? The definition of the aveira is the having chometz. For haraya, most cases, the person has chometz not because he bought, it's because he has. The aveira is the having. You don't have to buy. You don't have to actively buy chometz in order to be able to buy your rabbi matzah. The state of being, of having, of leaving the chometz in your possession is the aveira. The buying, the chometz, is only incidental. You buy in order to have. The Rambam seems to be saying that it's not the definition of the aveira which is important, but it's the state, active or passive. If you have the chometz and thereby you ever buy Rabbi Matzah, it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. If you buy it, even though it's the same lav, that's a lav sheyesh b'maisa. So that's a little bit of a tzorch view, more than a little bit of a tzorch view. It's possible, if we want to suggest, that the Rambam held that there are certain things, certain variations, b'maisa, not b'maisa, which are only incidental. Ownership in a passive state and ownership buying is a different type of ownership. Not so much the different type of ownership, but it's a different sense of being. There's the having something, and there's the acquiring something. Acquiring something is a different type of ma'isa. So that's kaveh shem ma'atzma. You have to know, you know exactly how to say this word. But the kasha is a kasha. The Rambam seems to define by koin el chometz bepesach that it's totally in whether the aveira was created by the passive or active state. So is the lechor all these ma'amar kemes that we just brought. There's a similar steer, if we want to take this further, there's a similar steer in Rambam. We're going to be a different Indian. Since we say that Alav She'en by Maisa in Loikin Olov, the Gemara in the beginning of Tumura says that Gemara in a few places actually says that there's only two lavin that are chayv malchus, despite the fact that there's no ma'isa. Tmura is when a person is machlif meimir behemel behemer. He says that the kedusha of this carbon should be chal on a different carbon. The subject of Maseches Tmura, and over there the halacha is that we consider dibura is not a ma'isa. He didn't do anything. All he did was say it and create it. The halacha is even though it's a lav shem ma'isa loikin alav. And the Rambam clearly says that the dibur is not a ma'isa, and still the halacha suggests a cause. The other case of dibur getting an oynish, lashon hara, there's no chiyuv malchus. Saying sheker, there's no chiyuv malchus. Other averis with dibur, there is no malchus. The other averis mekalu rachmanut lo, mekalu of v'imoy mekalu shem Hashem. Over there also, it's dibur ba'alma, and still the halacha is that there's a chiyuv misa. In Hilchas Chirus, the Rambam in Perek Yud Gimel, Hilchas Chirus talks about the avera of muzzling an animal and not letting him eat while he's threshing, v'sachsim shor v'dishoy, and says that a person screams at an animal, what's called chasima b'koil, he screams at the animal and thereby makes the animal not eat, is over b'maisa, it's a lav sheyesh b'maisa, v'loikin alav. Why? Because b'koil, stopping the animal from doing something, and doing it even though he's only doing it with his voice, is also considered a ma'isa. Is l'chayru, we have the same type of back and forth. Why? Because the Rav Amagid over there on that Rambam says that, well, how do we define as dibur a ma'isa and not a ma'isa? And he says that dibur itself is not a ma'isa. But he says lav shem b'ma'isa, yesh b'ma'isa, has nothing to do with whether you do a ma'isa b'poyel or not. It has to do with defining what is the averu. When you scream at the animal, what you're basically doing is you're creating that, you're forcing the animal to work without eating. That's a lav sheyesh b'maisa, because b'derekhal you do that with a maisa, muzzling the animal with something on his mouth. So you do it b'koil, it doesn't make a difference. That you didn't do what's considered a maisa, you only did something b'koil. Why? Because the aveiro is, by definition, something that's done with a maisa, stopping the animal from eating, muzzling the animal. So mele is over, even though he didn't do it before Aidei Maisa. Masha Enkin Tmura, it's always performed Aidei Dibur. So mele, by definition, it's a lav shem b'maisa. Again, this would seem to indicate that, according to the Rambam, the definition of lav sheyesh b'maisa, lav shem b'maisa, is totally in defining the aver existentially and not in just saying, was the aver done passively or the aver was done actively. So mele, we're back to that same stereo with Koineh Chometz B'Pesach. Why by Koineh Chometz B'Pesach does the Rambam say that it's only whether the Averu was done in a state of passive or the Averu was done in a state of active? That's a Tzor Chiyun and needs further Iyun.
The Daf Yomi Halacha series has been brought to you by the Beis Havad Halacha Center. To sign up for the Halacha Center's weekly interactive e-journal, please email subscribe to info@thehalachacenter.org.